one would expect that the Right Honourable Speaker of Parliament would respect certain traditions, certain conventions in parliamentary democratic practice. Leadership of Parliament in anywhere where parliamentary democracy is practiced are given an opportunity of never they are on their feet. But time and again, we have seen, and indeed your correspondents have covered, you know, some of these incidents. We've seen instances where the Right Honourable Speaker has refused to recognise the leadership of the minority, and we feel that that is a threat to our democracy. You know, we feel that these things cannot continue the way they are. You saw exactly what happened. There have been a lot of cases of an attempt to stifle, to inhibit the minority from, you know, putting forward certain arguments and debate on the floor of Parliament. And I think that these things can't continue the way they are. It's about time that the Speaker would have to realize that, look, in all of this, we are all in this together, and that he ought to respect the minority's right to be heard on the floor of Parliament, especially when the leadership of the minority is on its feet on the floor.
Right. Now, others claim minority, taking advantage of his age to ridicule him.
Oh, I mean, that's quite ridiculous. I mean, this has got absolutely nothing to do with the age of the Right Honourable Speaker.
Mm.
He's a senior citizen, we respect him as a Reverend Father, as a Speaker of the House, but that wouldn't take away our right to make our point loud and clear.
That was the MP for Kumbung, Ras Mubarak. The MP for Suhum, Frederick Opari Ansa, however, justified the Speaker's action, saying he was enforcing the rules of the House. He said even if the Speaker ignores the minority, it should not lead to a walkout or sit-down strike.
I do not think that this Speaker has persistently refused to recognize members from the minority side on their feet. The minority will always want to have a say and its say, and that is precisely what it's supposed to be.
Mm.
But the Speaker of the House also has a duty to ensure orderly conduct and adequacy of time for every business of the House. Don't forget that the incident, specific incident, is doing question time. Question time in our orders is not public business. It is private members' business. And there is a period of 1 hour stipulated for all the questions and answers that need to be given. And so the Speaker has a responsibility to ensure that he tries to keep all the questions and the answers within an hour. Usually what you would find is that a particular question may generate such interest that if you are not careful, it may even be of...
Are you saying the minority leader was asking a private question, sort of?
Don't take the public business and private members' business. If I ask a question of my constituency, that is not considered in Parliament as public business. That is a private member's business. I'm asking specifically in the interest of my constituency.
That was the Member of Parliament for Suhum, Frederick Opari Ansa, talking to Ibrahim Kwating.